U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos visited Dort University Friday afternoon to see how the four-year college has implemented its ProTech program, which allows a student to get a two-year degree with incorporating job skills with local employers. The Secretary of Education met with Dort University officials and spoke with some students enrolled in the ProTech program, then held a roundtable discussion consisting of various college officials and private company officials. Dort University President Eric Hoekstra says that he invited the Education Secretary to visit the Sioux Center College some years back. DeVos told reporters that she is impressed with what Dort University has done to create additional opportunities for education for students.
Well, it's been very creative, right? It's introduced to a four-year university, a two-year program that normally would take place at a separate institution. And so I think Dort has demonstrated a real creative streak by thinking about what the opportunities are to really prepare students for the important and meaningful work there is today, and how to do that in a new way, and how to forge new partnerships. And so I think it's a really great model, and I think other institutions may well want to study it and perhaps emulate it or do something similar.
Dort University President Hoekstra says that under the Education Secretary's leadership, several regulations have been lifted, allowing Dort to transition into a new ProTech program.
This wouldn't have been possible without the administration. She's deregulated a number of things, challenged us to innovate as higher education and really K-12 education to create education for the next generation of where America needs to go. And her leadership has done that, and to have her come here to see what we're trying to do to hopefully learn from her, which we've done today, is just a real pleasure and an honor for Sioux Center and for Dort University.
Hoekstra then further clarified some of the restrictive regulations and how it applies to religious institutions and education that are not affiliated or owned by a church.
In America, there's been a tradition of religious organizations. If you know Alexis de Tocqueville's Democracy in America, he talked about small, little organizations that built America. He was really taken by that when he did his tour way back when. And a lot of those were religious, things like the Boy Scouts, things like the hockey leagues, and these types of things. Some of them are religious. Dort University is not church-owned. We are a religious college, religious university now that's not church-owned. And the understanding in America that religious can be something other than church has been something that needs to be proclaimed. And Secretary DeVos understands that the work that Dort University does is as religious as any school. We had a challenge with that a number of years ago. Dort had to file a lawsuit to assert our ability to be a religious institution. We were eventually successful in that lawsuit. We haven't had to do that the last 4 years because of that understanding what religion means in America with Secretary DeVos as our Secretary of Education. It's just made it easier, and I sleep better at night because of that.
DeVos says that she appreciates visiting with an array of educational institutions like Dort University to get a better understanding of the many innovative programs that are being implemented.
Well, I love to make visits like this because it gives me a firsthand look at what's happening in different parts of the country. And so I can talk about it, having had firsthand experience now, in a different way than just reading about it in a book or in a newspaper. And that's what I'll do. And you know, there are some issues that they raised from a regulatory perspective that we'll definitely want to go take a look at and see if there's a way to address them. So these are really important trips for me.
Prior to visiting Dort University, U.S. Education Secretary made a stop in Pella. Galen Catholic School was able to raise more than $50,000 from yesterday's Jaywalkathon. Galen Catholic's Development Director Amy Junger says that the Jaywalkathon occurred because the school wasn't able to conduct other fundraisers.
What this fundraiser is making up for: World's Finest Chocolate Sales that we traditionally do every fall, plus Drive for Your School. Those two things were canceled due to COVID concerns, and so we had to imagine up something that our students and staff would really enjoy. And from that brainstorm came Jaywalkathon, and we tagged it Fueled by Faith, Paced by Prayer, and we thought it had the best of all worlds. We had faith, fitness, and friends all into one.
Junger says that the students exceeded the financial goal that was first initially established.
So we goaled our students to overall raise $30,000, and they have exceeded expectations, and we are so blessed that right now we're at $49,500. So it would be amazing to hit that $50,000 mark, but gosh, we are so happy and just thrilled with where we're at.
She says that the students dropped off a prayer request or concern inside the transparent cross that completing a lap around the Galen Catholics practice track field.
So we have each grade starting off in a lap of silence. And during that lap of silence, they're holding the intentions that all of the families, students, and community members submitted to our students. So we have all of those printed out into little slips, and each student is holding those in their hands and walking that lap of silence, praying for that intention specifically and intentionally. Once they have completed that lap of silence, they drop it into that clear acrylic cross, and we've been watching those grow all day long. So that cross will be full by the end of the day after each grade comes. And we really hope that we are honoring all of those prayer intentions by having each student hold those, pray upon them, and then put them into that cross to be remembered throughout the next few days.
Each grade level participated in yesterday's fundraiser with a walk consisting of a half hour each, and the event took place throughout the entire day. Are you feeling hungry? Would you like to have the taste of Iowa's best breaded pork tenderloin? Then you may need to travel to eastern Iowa to Prairieburg, about 30 miles northeast of Cedar Rapids. As part of the October Pork Month celebration, the Iowa Pork Producers Association has announced the winner of this year's Iowa Best Breaded Pork Tenderloin and belongs to the Prairie Moon on Main. This is the 18th year for the honor of awarding the best pork tenderloin sandwich. Owners Lauren and Amy Lacey say that they soak tenderloins for 24 to 72 hours in buttermilk, and that helps further tenderizes the pork. The never-frozen meat is then dredged through an unseasoned dry, fine cracker meal and then fried to order. Lauren Lacey says that a good tenderloin is not so much about the breading, but rather the flavor and tenderness of the pork. Prairie Moon has a local grocer that cuts the loins into half-pound slices before twice running each piece through a tenderizer. Amy Lacey says that Iowans take their tenderloin really seriously, so when they found out that they ranked in the top 40, she said that she began to cry since she was so excited. Iowa pork producers received more than 4,500 nominations from 390 different establishments. Birdie's Burgers and Brews, located at the Hillcrest Golf Club in Grettinger, was awarded the second place. Meanwhile, Bent Smokehouse and Pub in Westgate, the Blind Pig in Cedar Rapids, and Sasquatch Jack's Hideaway Barroom Grill in Waverly rounded out the top five.